As we told you this week, there is a move to make a particular legislative district, 15th Legislative District, a supermajority Latino district. Democrats believe that this is going to help them. A judge got involved, said a legislative map that was drawn by the commission earlier in the year, and really starting last year, was not right. It was a violation of the rights of Latino voters. It's a bit of an odd decision in my book. It feels like anyone should be able to be represented by anyone else, regardless of the demographic makeups of a particular district. But this obviously benefits the Democrats, or at least that's what they think. In fact, now they're getting in the way of getting a more, let's just say, open and honest and transparent legislative district. Deanna Martinez is the chair of the Washington Mainstream Republicans, and she joins me to discuss. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jason. Thanks for having me.
Now, there could be another commission, a redistricting commission that we've had in place before. It's bipartisan. They could choose to address this issue again to help, you know, mitigate some of the concerns of this judge. Why do you think they're choosing not to?
Because you said it, it's a bipartisan commission. So apparently they didn't like the last commission and how they worked that district to actually be, over 51% Latino voters. And yet they didn't like the outcome because they didn't get a Democrat to win. So that's why I believe they're skirting the commission and just going to let the courts decide, which I think is not, it doesn't allow the voice of the district to really have any say in what transpires for themselves.
Yeah. And I mean, the whole idea that they pushed through and the judge bought into was that based on the demographics of this newly drawn district per the commission, that it would not allow Hispanic voters to vote for Hispanic candidates, which, number one, is just factually inaccurate, and number two, just an absurd argument on its face.
Right. No, totally correct. I mean, I'm sure they've noticed that Nikki is Hispanic, right?
Yeah, and you're talking about Nikki Torres of
Senator,
Pasco.
Sorry,
yeah.
Senator Torres out of Pasco. Yeah, Hispanic, well-engaged woman in her district. She's done a lot of good things already in her freshman year, but she's not a Democrat, and that's what the whole issue is here. The Democrats want to try and pick up some more seats in an area. We're rural Washington. If you look at who gets elected in our areas, it's primarily Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, that just isn't good enough for the Democratic majority.
Well, we know why. Right? They obviously don't want to see any Republicans elected. And so if they're able to use the social justice or equity argument behind getting a new district drawn, which would mean one more Democrat seat that they think will be a Democrat seat that keeps Republicans out of the majority, of course they're going to take it. Are you shocked that a judge has gone along with this?
Yeah, actually, I am. I mean, he kind of allowed that, for the commission to step in and take care of this. But, I mean, we all know who's unfortunately running the show right now. Now it's the Democrat majority. So they're the ones that get to decide ultimately whether or not to reconvene the commission or choose a new one, I think is what might have to happen. But we know what the answer was immediately before. So, I feel, it's extremely disappointing that this group of political activists that really think that something needs to be done here, they have an opportunity. They have Senator Nikki Torres, who is Hispanic. She's working really hard to be as bipartisan as possible. There are some issues that she's not going to back down on. And so I'm just wondering, I guess out loud, have they even bothered to talk to Senator Torres? You know, did they come to her once she got elected to say, hey, these are some things we kind of want to work on?
Well, why would they? She's not the right kind of Latina, right? I mean, isn't that just generally how they view any minority group? You know, they talk all about how we support the BIPOC community, but they don't actually. They support people who happen to believe precisely what they believe. And if they don't, regardless of their identity, be it racial or gender, they will dismiss those folks as sellouts.
Right. Yeah. So there's a total block of a blockage of communication. They just want to complain and then change rules or fix things so they get their way.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of us that don't feel they have the right to do it and don't feel that they really are looking out for the Yakima community, because it's not just Hispanics that live in the Yakima community. I mean, granted, it's a pretty large Latino, Hispanic, whichever term you want to use, population, but there's non-Hispanics there too. You know, where they get a voice in how they vote. But now there's another group that says, nope, you know, you're not obsession. As important.
Yeah, more obsession over certain kinds of identities, just so long as it benefits the Democrat Party. I'm glad you're calling attention to this, and I hope we end up getting a better result. I'm not going to hold my breath on that, but I am glad that the Washington mainstream Republicans, you guys are actually doing something about it. WashingtonMainstream.org, if you want to learn more about this really great local organization. Deanna Martinez is their chair. Thank you so much for stopping by. Absolutely. You're listening to The Jason Rant Show. Don't forget, our friend, our local tax expert, Greg Nunn of None Better Tax Resolution, is growing, and he's looking to hire some tax specialists. If you're passionate about fighting for taxpayers, you're interested in a very fulfilling job, give Greg Nunn a call at 425-947-1967 or Google NUNN, None Better Tax Resolution. Coming up next, The Big Local.